Então, grab me.
Welcome back to the Don't Judge Me podcast. You're Dave with Sir Nigel, House of the Wave Files from the Dark Gray Triad. Always looking left because I'm not right, aka Juicy Boosie. I'm here today on this glorious Sunday afternoon with
J Del Negro. And J Del Negro is non-Juicy Boosie once again.
Mm-hmm.
The Boosie just will never get juicy on this side of the podcast road. But I'd still like to thank you, the jury, for tuning in to the Don't Judge Me podcast, where we know it is absolutely your pleasure to make our acquaintance. Remember, you can reach us by leaving a voicemail at 410-834-1562. Send us an email. That email address is don'tjudgepod@gmail.com or hit Sir Nigel on his House of Wave messaging file systems, aka WhatsApp, at Don't Judge Me Podcast. You gotta remember, your comments will be shared with other jury members and you will be judged accordingly. If you want more content, you can visit our YouTube page. Just search for Don't Judge Me Podcast. Make sure you put in podcast or else you'll get the Chris Brown song instead of us. Now, Let's proceed with the show and continue to judge in life. We were just speaking about the divorce of Mickey and Minnie, which is not being reported by any reputable news source. And at a time like this in the world, if they did, I would judge them. But all that tells me is it's a farce.
Yeah, I mean, like, if the mousetrap news inside the magic.net Pinterest is the three
this is fan fiction. What this says, this is fan fiction.
Is bored as hell,
and
they're just trying to spice up their lives by adding up in the mix. But I don't, you know, again, I was told this, so I just kind of went off the information that was provided to me. And I wish I had looked in more into it, because this is as I was saying, this is traumatic for me. I have a Mickey and Minnie tattoo. Like, what would I have to get another tattoo? I don't even know what to do.
So what, who do you think, if in the real world they were divorcing, who filed, Mickey or Minnie?
Probably Minnie, since 80% of females file for divorce. So yeah. I'm just going to go with women. So Minnie.
Oh,
don't know why. Maybe she wants the OnlyFans. Who knows? You know, it could be a number of things. Maybe Stuart Litter's up, grown up now. You know, make a Jada Pinkett jump. You know what I'm saying? She want to rock the cheese. I don't know.
Wait a minute, sir.
I'm just making up stuff.
Wait a minute, sir. Well, according to Ricky Edits Life Media, which is a horrible name, but she's a great person, in the YouTube chat, she says, Mickey and Minnie were never married. That's Minnie's special friend.
No.
They have been special friends for 90. I mean, they got the same last name. What if they're cousins? Mm-mm. She also added, they are living in sin. I don't know if anthropomorphic mice, isn't that the plural of mice, can live in sin or be married. But here we are talking about him anyway.
It says,
verify your source.
I know, right? Now, this is coming from allears.net. And I think these are just, you know, at this point, they're very funny. I don't really want to spend too much time on trying to research it. But if they haven't married, then that's even, Oprah ain't married. What's his face? So, I mean
they can't get a divorce. So,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I've seen images. I know in Disney, you can have a wedding package. You can even get wedding rings. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if anything, you know, like, you know how Beyonce's married with kids and talks about, you know, single, you know, all the single ladies, all that other stuff? Well, it's the opposite. You know, they are not married and they're pushing the married life. So, you know, I'm all for it.
Growth. You can't box in what love looks like. How about that?
Look, you know,
love is
maybe,
free, love is flowing.
Look, maybe he still needs some time. 95 years ain't enough.
to figure out where he's going to try to get his life going.
Clearly they are mortal. I mean, what is 95 years in the span of a fictional character?
You're right. You're right.
Just I mean, this could be only a hundredth of their lifespan.
This is a blip. This is just
a blip. That's like saying you met someone in a month and you ain't married yet. That could be Mickey's lifespan.
But what is very interesting, and there was another male mouse. Mortimer existed for a while. Maybe he still does. Mm-hmm. There's never been another female mouse.
Yeah, Mickey has a female cousin, actually.
Mickey has a family. How come we've never met the family in 95 years?
Hold on. No, like it was in a cartoon. Hold on.
He's got a whole family then. Because if he's got a niece, then he's got a brother or sister or something like that. Or he's got an aunt and an uncle. He has parents.
Who is this person? It was... hold on. I'm going to share my screen real quick. I don't know her name. So I got to continue looking it up. But this is her picture. The one with like the mullet.
The mullet?
Right. I guess it's like a mullet. You see it?
Oh, the 80s. Okay.
Yeah.
We can go with the mullet.
Yeah. But like, I don't know what her name is.
That's I feel like that's Mickey.
Yo,
gig for a Sunday brunch. That's Sunday brunch Mickey performing to keep Minnie happy because he's got to make some coin. Because the faces were exactly the same. Just a wig that was combed out.
Oh, there's apparently a lot of them. So
I don't know these people.
Look, so okay, so you have Morty and Ferdy Mouse, Field Mouse, Felicity Field Mouse, Madeline Mouse, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, which I don't know how he plays.
That's not a mouse. It's not a mouse.
Mickey's father, Mickey's mother, Grandpa Joe Mouse, Gammy, Great Grandma Albemarle Mouse, Great Great Grandpa Jonathan Tobias Mouse, Uncle Albert, Aunt Victoria, Cousin Alistair, Cornelius Mouse, the twins, Tiny Mouse, Lefty and Righty, Sherman Mouse, Ben Ala Mas.
Is this in a wiki article?
Yeah, this is Disney fandom. Somebody really, no, did it? It went from Ben Ala Mouse, MAUS, Makluk, Marco Tabo,
Mucher,
and Culpepper Mouse.
listen. Again, fan fiction. Fan fiction. These aren't actual Disney properties. People are making things up and they are tying things together. I need to see some Disney representative specify exactly who Mickey is related to and how the world of the mouse works.
Felicity Field Mouse, that's their name. Who is Mickey Mouse's older sister?
According to
the same place.
Exactly.
I'm not.
Fan fiction. If it ain't from Disney, it ain't real. I don't care.
But now I need to do research on Felicity Field Mouse.
No, you need to do Ben Ali Omega Mouse.
No, I'm not looking that shit up. Boy, you about to get me. Look, it's a SWAT team about to kick in my door and be like, oh, what you looking up?
That mouse needs to be heard right now. This is the best time to hear from that mouse.
Mm-hmm. Gonna get everything gonna get going.
Like he needs to fill us in on what it's really like. I feel like he has the truth. He has the answers. He knows why they haven't been married. Like he knows really what it is.
It's all propaganda. It's all farce. Neither one of them like each other. It's just been an elaborate ploy over the last 100 years to make money. And they're just like, yeah, let's just do what we need to do. And you don't see them out.
So do you think, if they could, Mickey and Minnie would vote for Trump, or would they vote for Biden? Keep in mind, they live in Florida.
No, no. Because of the taxation, I feel like they would be opposed to the Republican Party. Probably Biden.
Nope. I think they're full MAGA Trumpers all the way.
Okay.
They're evangelical, because like you said, Ben Ali Omega Mouse, he believes that it's all a farce. And he knows the truth.
Yeah.
He knows that they're putting on a show, and that's why they haven't been married. They're just putting out a representation of what a good public life looks like. But in private, it's something completely different. It's not necessarily like the most debaucherous of things, but they don't live by what they practice, what they say they practice. I don't think they're good people. I don't think Mickey and Minnie are good people in real life. I think Mickey be strolling parks at night looking for boys in bathrooms. That's what I think Mickey does.
Just glory holes in bathrooms.
That's what he does. That's Mickey's king. That's exactly it.
And you just hear that in the dead of night, coming out of the dark and scary bathroom.
And Minnie is she joins like PTAs from all the neighboring schools.
Yeah.
All the neighboring schools, just so she can get close to the male teachers. Like, she's just really,
I can see that.
And then she makes them spend money on her. Like, she'll raise thousands of dollars for the school, but you've got to spend a bunch of money on her for even to give you the time of day.
Mm-hmm.
She likes trips. She likes bags. You know, she likes massages. She likes fine and expensive, fancy dinners. She will not meet you for a coffee date. Minnie is just about them coins, period. But she'll present nice.
But you know what's crazy, though? Because, you know, mice, they be having babies, right? Like, almost like bunnies. And they ain't no kids in the Mickey and Minnie
household. Because they're not together.
Yeah, exactly. No, we just uncovered the truth.
They're not together. No. Ali Omega Mouse just uncovered the truth.
Not Ali Omega
Mouse. He uncovered the truth. We just stumbled on it. And that's why we need to hear from him right now. That's the mouse we need to hear from.
You know, it's funny, though. I'm really thinking about, I was like, who do I know does a good Mickey? Like, I would love to have like a voicemail.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, but I would much rather make up things about Mickey and Minnie than hear about Jada and her truth.
Yeah, anymore. Honestly, I don't know if I think the news just recently hit, or whatever she just shared. And to your point, you're right, I don't care. And it's like, the funny comment I heard, though, was like, yeah, we just found out that Will and Jada have been separated. I think Will Smith just found out, too. And I was just like, that's funny and sad. Because, in a way, I feel like that might be true. Like, maybe he found out. Maybe he was reading the book like, wait a minute.
Separated?
When this happened? Remember when you said, fuck it, we ball, back in 2018? Well, I took that seriously.
I took that as,
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what we've been doing, Like, I just feel like, bruh, like, first off, he should be telling her, like, yo, keep my name out your mouth. Like, stop talking about me. Stop putting my business out there, dog.
Listen, they had their red table talk, I don't know, 2020, 2021. And he was all like red-eyed, and he said he was tired, but we all know.
Yeah.
He was like,
the feelings was hurt.
Yeah. He was hurt. And at the end, they said, we ride together, we die together. Bad marriage for life. And it's just like, but now you're saying y'all been broken up the whole time.
Yep.
Somebody not telling us the truth. And the thing is, nobody had to tell us anything. We didn't care. We liked the idea that they were perfect.
Or, you know, they worked.
We liked the idea that they were Mickey and Minnie. They were Mickey and Minnie that we thought of.
The black Mickey and Minnie.
Yes, they were Mickey and Minnie.
I can see that.
But then they just wanted to tell the truth. And it's just like, yo, talk about, so tell me your interests. Don't tell me what you don't like. Tell me what you do like, as long as it's not Tupac. Now just tell me something else. Just bring up something else.
No, that's honestly another thing too. Like, then it's like, just, you know, the constant barrage of like clips of, it's like, oh yeah, you know, I know she, you know, loved Tupac beyond the reason about, but you know, I could have a little bit because he did. And I'm like, who wants that energy? Like, if a girl told me, I love my ex-boyfriend, more than life itself and continues to talk about this dude, I'm good. I don't want to hear about this dude for the rest of my life.
Dead or alive, I believe it's a reason to not get involved. Because to me, it feels like the relationship is romanticized and not necessarily based in reality, right? Because there's only one person that can tell the story, and that's the one that's still here. So whatever she says, whether it's true or not, we don't know. We just know that it has this spin on it that feels bigger than what it may have actually been.
Oh, yeah. Because I seen somewhere where somebody was like, Tupac didn't fuck with her. And I was just like, yo, you need to get out. Like, somebody need to make this viral. Because, like, that's funny. Like, I just imagine that all this talk about how, like, yeah, I fucked with Tupac. He was my dude. You know, I loved him beyond the art. And Tupac be like, who?
I mean, we was cool.
I mean, like, you mean the jump? The ball jump?
Yeah, we had like, a good time. We had a good time when we were 16, but then, like, you know, I was happy to see her get ahead in life. You know, I did my thing. And when it was all love, but she was there for me. You know what I'm saying? But I just, you know.
Yeah, because this guy, the video was just like, yeah, he wasn't married. I mean, he was getting engaged or something. It was like, he didn't give a fuck. Like, he was living his life.
I mean, he absolutely lived his life. And I'm certain she lived her life too. But this is my non-professional, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm her psychiatrist, whatever. I'm a therapist, and I think it's all about like regret. And she pinpointed them as a regret that she just can't let go of. So she inflates and romanticizes and pushes what's in front of her out of the way because she enjoys the story of what could have been, what should have been, what she feels in her heart a lot more than like real life. And to that I say, she can do that. That's fair. That's fine. But like, why we shouldn't know well to do this? Because let's be real. His money financed everything she's doing. Every ounce of everything she's doing is because of Will Smith. Everything.
Yeah.
If she didn't want to make it about Will and she still wanted to do this, they could have divorced back, you know, they could have started the divorce proceedings back when they separated. And then it really just would have been Jada doing Jada. But because like she's still connected to Will, like the red table was in Will Smith's house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's all like so disrespectful to Will. And it's like, you know, Will wrote his book and he said his things in his book, but most people don't know about it because most people didn't read the book. But Jada, make sure you don't need to read the book because she's going to tell you what's in it so that you're aware. And like, yeah. I know a lot of the headlines are excerpts from the book because it is like, what's it all about? Like the tour starts this week. But it's just like, I saw her on All the Smoke. All the Smoke is a sports podcast about sports with former athletes. And they talk about sports. You might have a rapper on there every now and again, but it's about sports. Why were Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes talking to Jada Pinkett Smith about she was really in love with Tupac? I do not understand.
Especially at this point too, because I feel like it's been 30 years
or 27 years since he's been gone.
Yeah. So like
I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know, but I do know because we are bombarded with it. You know, please make it stop.
I seen this clip where it was like, everybody mind their business. Jada Pinkett. Hey! And it was like, yeah, that's about right. Like, it's like, hey, November's around the corner. You know I still love Tupac. Didn't ask. I guess. You know, one thing I did think about, I had an ex-girlfriend whose baby father died. He overdosed. He was a shitty person, to be honest. Like, he cheated on her on a regular basis, was a deadbeat father, was absolutely a horrible person, and made me question whether or not I should even be with this girl, right? Because it was just like, why would you let this dude, you know, make you a mother, right? He dies. Then you just see all these posts about how he was such a great guy and all this stuff. And I just was like, but he was a deadbeat. And then that started an argument. Because it was like, how dare you? And I was just like, but he was. Like, yeah, he might have had some good qualities, maybe. I didn't see him. But please don't make him seem like he was the best person when he overdosed and left you alone with the daughter. Now, given, really, look, everybody got their struggles. However, this is the guy who did not help, did not pay child support, did not watch his kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, was a deadbeat, right? And then yet you're making it seem like, I don't know, like he was, you know, fucking Mahatma Gandhi or some shit. And it's like, he's not. He is not. Like, just say like, darn, too bad you can't know your daughter. I don't know, but like, don't make it seem like he was a great dad when he wasn't.
Well, I mean, I guess memories are really what it's all about.
Yeah, it is. Whether, but that's why I'm like, yo, come on, let's not.
Whether it's like, the truth or not. It's how you want to remember him. If you want to remember him for the good things, whatever they were, then that's what you're going to go with. And I, you know, as the partner coming into it, it's just like, but 3 weeks ago, he was telling me, dude, was trash because ABC 123, and he stole your microwave. So like that kind of stuff, like is instilled in you because like you only know him from what she told you about him. And it's just like, I don't know this person that you're talking about. Like this guy that you're speaking of is just like, he's a stranger. Yeah. That is not the man who you brought up to me.
Yeah, I didn't see it. But it's his own. People, you know, like you said, memories are important to how you want to remember it. Most people only remember the good times anyway. So, you know, like you look back and be like, oh, this was a phenomenal experience. And then you get reenacted with them, and then you're like, no, it wasn't. I have forgotten some things.
I'm trying to think, like, of course, there are people in my life who I'm not fond of. And like, if they passed on and I had to be present, like, I've got to be a part of them passing. Cause like, just, I'm fond of my kid's mom, so it won't be her, but it's just like some family member, some relative that I'm not fond of. And you're saying I had to be a part of it, and I had to like, be abreast and in the mix of it. I'm not going to say anything because it's just like I can show the respect to everybody else who feels a way that I don't, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to spin up anything. Like, this was the greatest man that ever walked the earth that stole $65 from me.
But see, that's where like the energy is. I'm like, okay. Sure.
I mean, people are simple, right? They just,
yeah, look, again, I've been in places, right, where it's like, you know, I thought of someone differently than what they probably were. So I get it. However, I'm just saying, sometimes people embellish, I guess I should say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and not as much as what you're making it seem. And 30 years later is a lot to be still living that.
I can speak on a personal situation where I was fond of an individual for years, let's just say like 20 some years. And then I normally took their side on things because like, you know, however they presented it to me, I was just like, yeah, that's not right. That's not what I didn't realize was that over the years, how they were presenting themselves was also because like they were out of the loop themselves. Like they would always have like conflicts with people. And then I would always say, well, that's weird. Cause the way I remembered this person was like, they were a great person. Yeah. But then like, as life caught up, they might not have been a great person because eventually they had a conflict with me. And I was just like, but I didn't do the things you're saying I did. Like life didn't spin that way.
Yeah.
Like, what there was clearly a division of ideas. Like I thought one thing, they thought another thing. But because of that, like no one communicated what anybody thought about anything. We were just on different sides about things. But then they made it seem like I was doing things to them because I thought these things. And it was just like, nah, I just now understand why things with everybody else just didn't work to your favor. And I blame myself for feeling like this is the same person I knew from 20 years ago. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. So shame on me.
This all kind of brings up I don't know if I shared with you. Did I tell you about how I got asked to bail someone out the other day?
Oh, it happened recently? I know you've done that before.
No, yeah. So the other day, I get a phone call. It's 7 o'clock.
Same person.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, dead ass. So mind you, this is an ex. And we were talking maybe like a year, maybe I guess earlier this year. And not necessarily, but just getting to kind of like, you know, remembering the better quality of things, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, we're talking, we're chilling, we're interacting. But then some drama pops up. Baby father pops up, starts acting a little out of pocket, says things like, I thought I'd get a reaction out of you. You know, it seems very like, yeah, this doesn't work on me. Like, I'm not one to get upset in a relationship. And if you're purposely trying to get me upset, this is not going to work because you're wasting your energy. But then even then, it's like, I'm not here for this. So let's just skip it. But anyway, it wound up, we stopped talking and didn't hear nothing from each other. Then like maybe like a week after we stopped talking, it was like, hey, can I get some money back that I paid for something? Cause I'm not using it anymore. And I was just like, okay, well, I mean, I'll give it back to you. But it just seems kind of petty, right? Like, but whatever. And so fast forward, I guess, 10 months, eight months, a year later, I get a phone call at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, seems weird. It's the sister of the person. I'm like, okay, maybe it's a scammer and they just happen to guess the right number. That day I get 7 phone calls. Now, mind you, I was busy. I was actually working that day. I was doing my part and me, I just didn't have my phone on me. So then finally, at the end of the day, I get another call and I'm like, okay, let me finally pick this up and just see, you know, like, so of course I hit the very defensive answering the phone when it comes to scammers, right? You're like, hello, what you want? You know what I'm saying? Like that type of like, you know, that energy, right? Where it's not like, hey guys, how's it going? No, it's like, yeah, you know, one word answers, trying to give us less information that AI can take away from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, is this Nigel? Depends who's asking, right? Like, you know, like real aggressive. Hey, this is so-and-so, friend of your ex. Okay, what's going on? They're in jail again. That's terrible. Right? Like, I'm like, okay, well, this is the fourth time they've been there. So I'm like, all right, well, that's tough. She was like, well, she told me to call you to help bail her out. No. He's like, for real? I was like, yeah, no. You're a friend. You can bail her out. I'm good. And then he's like, all right, well, I was told to do my task. I was like, seems very weird that you'd be making these dials for her, but I mean, cool, I guess. I mean, she's in jail. She can't really do it herself. Tell her good luck. Got off the phone. But I'm like, you know, at this point, I feel like, you know, it's my obligation. She needs to learn a lesson. She needs to stay there.
So how many years ago was it when you first like bailed her out and appeared at court on her behalf? How many years ago was that?
Like 10 years ago.
And since then, she's gone to jail for whatever reason.
I think another time. And then now this is, she went twice back 10 years ago. I think she went another time. And now this is, I think, the fourth time.
What is it about this person that keeps them in jail and in your contacts list? Is it the same thing?
Well, no, actually, like, honestly, like, I am one of those people that I can cut you off. I won't reach out. But people reach out to me. And because I'm not, I guess, mean-spirited, I won't delete your number. I mean, even if I do delete your number, like, if you call me, you'll eventually get me because I'll eventually just pick up because I'll be like, hello? Like, who's this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why do you keep calling? and then I'll talk, just because it's hard for me to hold a grudge, because I don't get angry with people. Like, I just don't, you know, like, I mean, I just, you're not, I'm not to be like that, but you're just not worth the energy to be mad at. Like, no one is. Like, I'm gonna hold a grudge on you for 20 years. Nah, who are you? Like, you don't deserve to live rent free. Like, no, I'm good. So usually if somebody like waits long enough, they could get me, and they probably get happy go lucky nacho, right? Like, don't do me wrong and call me next week. But if you wait like 2 years, you probably get me. You probably like, hey, what's up, man? Hey, shit, nothing cracking. What's going on with you? But I'm not going to, you know, you're not going to get the same availability or access to me, you know, as far as like, you know, resources or me going above and beyond.
Give me a second, Nigel. Just keep talking to make the audience feel like they got something going on.
Yeah, no, that's usually how I am. So, you know, with that, then it's like, yo, well, I help out. But, you know, in this case, it's like, look, You burned that bridge before, because I have bailed her out and I have not gotten compensated for it. And so now I'm not going to do it again. So I choose not to. And that's the love lifestyle of Nigel. I'm just trying to bail bitches out. You know, some chunks, you know, they'd be like, yeah, I need a $200 date. Well, guess what? Nigel do that $200 bail money, girl.
What do you think is better, the $200 date or the $200 bail money? Which is more attractive to you?
It's, I mean, neither. You're meeting
a new young lady, and she's going to pay. Is she going to pay for the bail, or is she going to pay for the date? What is more attractive?
I think date. No, so look. Younger Nigel would have took the bail, because I'd be like, oh, that means I could do some ratchet shit and you'd probably be cool with it, right? Older Nigel, who doesn't do ratchet shit, would rather the dinner.
I would take the bail.
Really?
Because like that shows, like,
they don't gain anything from it. It's just purely freeing you.
Well, I'm not thinking of the altruistic reasoning. I'm thinking like she might be down for the ride.
No, whatever the ride is. I said, like
whatever the ride
forgive,
is.
Like, oh, okay, you embezzled some shit. Okay, well, I'll forgive that. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, oh, okay, well, cool.
Man, she's putting that 10% down so you can see outside again. Like, I don't know. I'm like, I mean her good graces forever.
Yo, that's but if
you just gave me like some lobster and steak and then some creme brulee afterwards and a couple glasses of something bubbly that I don't really like.
You're right. You make that thought process. I thought more so like, hey, you're forgiving me for being ratchet. But you're right. Like, that's a ride or die drink. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
What was that criminal, like Pablo? Where it was like, they asked the wife, like, yeah, so what do you know about his, like, drug dealing? She was like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
What are you
talking about? Like, what? Drug money? I don't, huh? Mm-mm.
He's a family man. He's a family man. He loves me dearly.
That's the drug you need, Joe. Like, the drug that's straight face, like, your honor. I don't understand. Like, he ain't no criminal. What are you talking about?
Right.
I'm a ride or die forever. Yeah, go.
No, just kid being a parent. Mm-hmm. That's all. Sometimes you gotta be responsible and guide someone through life efficiently so that they don't make horrible mistakes.
Yep, and then call Nigel for bail money.
If ever I needed bail, I would be like, give me my phone.
See, I would. See, you don't know. But see, that right there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I got you, dog. But like, you know me, I'm also like one of those friends, typically. And this is why I say, like, you don't gain access to me once you like kind of burn a bridge. Me, I'm one of those friends where it's like, hey, I need you. I'm going to come get you. And I just be like, all right. Like, I don't ask questions. It's just like, hey, I need you. Could you meet me at 8? My response text would be, where? Like, no other, like, I don't, like, my thing is, if you want to share something with me, you will. So I'm not going to ask. But if you call me and say, I need you, if you're my friend and I value your friendship, my answer usually is going to be where or when. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can I help you? Like, so there's no additional context. Like, you don't need to explain why you need me, why you're giving me a call. Like, even like a rando, like, as long as you haven't burned a bridge with me, it's like, hey, what are you doing Saturday? Helping you. Like, I mean, that's literally my response usually. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? So the fact that you burn a bridge and then you have the adoption, no, you don't get the access. I'm sorry.
So when, you know, you rolled with me so that we could do some gangster shit with a painting that time.
Yeah, and I think I responded like, when?
Yeah, yeah, like, that was legit.
And then the woman got in the truck, I was like, so what?
So what are we doing?
Like, where are we going?
So what's interesting is Tone Flo, he was like, if you'd called me, I'd have did the same thing. He's like, I'm down with stuff like that. Like, it's like, all right, so it is. Like,
no,
like, I'm going to Cape, like, I know who to call.
Yeah, no, but like, it's real talk. Like, I mean, like, I don't, I mean, it probably could get me in trouble eventually one of these days, but I feel like I hang out with good people, right? So it's like, I'm not going to have somebody be like, yo, I need you. And all of a sudden they'd be like, hold this kilo. Like, God damn, like, I messed up.
Like, I'm going to give you some guns. I just need you to keep them in your house for, don't look in the bag. But they guns. Don't look in the bag. Just put them in your house. It's all good.
I think I would bury them in my yard. Like, hey, look, they're in a giant somewhere.
You just run away. Like, you just turn around and just run.
But I even feel like I would still like,
if anybody ever says to you, if anybody ever says to you, don't look in the bag, no, you just turn around and run.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, I'm about to be in a movie, yo, and I don't have the physical capabilities to defend myself. If I get in a fight, I'm losing, dog. Like, if these members come up, hey, you Nigel? No! I don't even know that man. My name, Juicy Boosie. Get away from me.
You're just like, let me go get the bag. Just let me go get the bag. Here y'all go. Here y'all go.
Yo, real talk. I'd even give us a bag. Hey, look, here's some gas money for y'all troubles. Here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just don't. I don't want no money problem.
For all of y'all. Have a good day.
Nick, my friend come back. Where's my bag? They came and got it.
Who you came and got it?
Hold on to it. The dude. Do what with it?
The dude.
They found me.
They said they asked me my name, and I was like, they must want the bag. Because
wow. You messed up. I don't know how to do this shit.
You didn't give me instructions.
Yeah, you was very vague, bro.
You didn't give me a code word, someone to look out for. But once a stranger asked me my name, I figured it was them.
So I've only been gone for 10 minutes. You should move faster. That ain't my fault.
He said, Nigel, right after you left, and I figured you just wanted me to give him the bag.
No, I didn't know.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I'm one of those. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really ask questions. Because, I mean, I feel like I surround myself with people that, I mean, but of course, that's one day I'm going to find this one friend. It's like, you know, I'd be selling dope or some shit. And I'd be like, God, okay.
No. It's going to be worse. You're like, you know, I'd be trafficking children, right?
You know, Jesus. Like, nah, I can't be friends with you.
I'll be transporting kids up and down state lines. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's what I get you. Like, hey, man, you want to make some extra money?
No, I don't.
Nah. You like to travel?
I don't.
You like to transport stuff?
I don't.
Nope.
That's kind of like the message I got and I read to you over Instagram about they were interested in my art, but they wanted me to turn them into NFTs and sell me each piece for 3 Ethereum. And granted, the Ethereum is worth $1,500, and you know, times 3, that's $4,500 for one piece of art. And it's just like, but I'm never gonna get the money, right?
No.
You want to make some extra money? Like, it was just seedy as hell, right? It's just like, yeah. It was definitely the trench coat dope man in the alley that looks like a Captain Planet villain, except they present it as a little Barcelonian woman.
You know, that's also why I don't ask people, like, you know, let's say somebody's like well off and spending a lot of money. You know, some people, like, you know, like I guess in movies, they always be like, man, what you be doing? Put me on. Nope, I don't. No, you do your thing. I'm happy for you. And I'll be over here eating your snacks. But I'm not going to be doing nothing with you. Give me some of those fruit cups. I'll eat them. I'll eat some of your hot dogs or whatever the fuck you got, or bison or wagyu or whatever the fuck you got. This is delicious. I'm not going to ask you how you got it.
Matter of fact.
Yum, yum. Let's go.
Matter of fact, I'm only meeting them in public places. I'm not going to their house. I'm not going to their event. I'm like, no. We're going to meet at Fridays because people go to Fridays.
No, honestly though, like I know I'm not in that place, but if I was ever have like somebody be like, yeah, I'm gonna have Dave Chappelle perform in my backyard, we can't be friends anymore. Whatever you're doing, I don't want to be because I'm gonna eventually get hemmed up by association.
Somebody will ask me questions.
Four right. Tahoes coming down to Delphi and be like, damn it, John got me.
I don't need them asking me questions. Speaking of Tahoes, speaking of Tahoes in Howard County, the police use whatever vehicle that's been impounded long enough You will be pulled over by an Altima with flashing lights. Hilarious. You will be pulled over by a Honda Odyssey with flashing lights. Be careful out there. Because some of these police districts, I mean, I don't know Montgomery, I know Howard. You know, like Columbia, Laurel, parts of Laurel.
That's problematic.
Yeah, you think you just getting away with something. Nope, this Sentra got some lights on it and somebody in the vest in the front seat.
A Geo Metro come up on you with a V12 and shit. You'd be like,
what? I would keep going. Like these lights, this can't be real. I'm dialing 911. Like, I'm being chased by a Sentra with flashing lights. I do not believe.
That's what they be like, that's Officer Jones. Pull your ass over. Like, oh, wait.
I mean, I'm requesting a uniform officer at that point. You can't pull me over in a Nissan. Nah. That it's not even American. Like, that feels wrong.
But imagine though, right? Because I mean, I don't know how much like modifications they do to these vehicles, but let's say they impounded a Honda Civic with a Mustang on the back
window. I'm sure, right? They have done that.
And like, you see this like little Honda Civic, like, and you'd be like, nah, that can't be. I'm about to get the MS-13 about to kidnap me and traffic me. Nah, I'm good. Let me keep fucking going.
What if that Marlboro Infinity that was up the street from you pulls you over?
Yo.
And it's just like, yo, no. I can't.
No.
I can't do this. It's not fair. Like, I'm not the bad guy, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I might hit 45 in a 40. You can't pull me over in a motherfucking Sentra. That is wrong. That is foul. And I'm definitely afraid of the police at this point. I get you use that vehicle because, like, you watch the neighborhood and they know what to look for. Like, they look for explorers that don't have a roof rack. You know what I'm saying? Or they got that dome cap on the rims. Like, that's what the bad guys are looking for. So, like, you got to come in something inconspicuous. But, like, I'm just living life and trying to get the Wegmans. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hot bar closed at 7. I got 13 minutes. I might push it a little bit to get there. You know what I mean? Like, these $15.99 chicken wings just cost too much a pound. But at the same time, they be good, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like, I got to get what I got to get. So if you pull me over in some foreign car and it's just like, yo, this is unfair. Y'all don't need to do this. Y'all can do something else with this car. Go watch a real criminal. I just want food.
I just imagine like, I'm just trying to think of like crazy outlandish cars. And the first thing that came to my mind was the Back to the Future DeLorean. And I was like, what would I do if a fucking cop
lifts it up the door?
I'll be like, bro, like, I would have to treat it like Minority Report. Like, what am I going to do? And he'd be like, what? I'd be like, you're clearly from the future. And I need to know what is it I'm about to do. Like, like, at that point, I would even make a joke if I was with a female. Like, she's a menace, isn't she? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'd be like, you just got out of a fucking DeLorean. Like,
he'd just be like, sometimes you get confused between the sirens and the flux capacitor. Like,
yo, like, I mean, like, where's Doc? Is he around? Like,
exactly. It's just, yeah, we.
So I'm gonna be rude. Where's Michael J. Fox? Are we about to have a shakedown? Okay, whoop, go. What were you gonna say?
They're just gonna hit you with the clip right then and there.
I'm an avid Michael J. fan.
Exactly. Like, okay, if the cop's 50 and white with just a mustache, right. 50 and white with just a mustache, you are, be careful with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will absolutely just, real quick. Stop resisting.
You know, it's funny. I have seen a couple, like, because, like, I'm usually I have a truck, right? And I've driven a truck for a long time. And I'll get out of the truck, but the truck is misleading because, you know, like, as I'm in the truck, I'm at a certain level. But usually when I get out the truck, I am taller than that level. So I have gotten out of a car and stood up, and the cop was like, like, oh shit, I'm about to whoop his ass. Like, I'm like, no, I chill. I just happen to be taller than what I look like. I guess he didn't anticipate 6'3 coming out of the vehicle. And so then it's like, oh, I thought you were gonna be shorter because the guy was short. And I guess he had to reassess. Like, oh shit, I'm about to take him. I'm like, I don't know how to fight. I'm like,
he's like, wait a second. He's like, wait a second. He's not Hispanic.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. It was like, wait. I guess he thought I was like Hispanic energy. So he figured like 5'5 or 5'6 or 5'8. And I'm 6'3. And it's like, oh shit, back up. I got up. Okay.
Just one to the knee real quick.
Yeah, sit your ass down. Like, what's going on? You didn't get your license off fast enough. Yeah, because you're whooping my ass. Anyway, that's funny.
Did you, I shared something with you and you said you wanted to talk about it on the show.
Yeah, I was actually just about to bring it up.
Actually, go for it. Go for it, sir.
So I'm going to quote you. Not okay. All heroes wear capes because this restaurant has changed their menu items to mimic office purchasing things. So let's just say it's like a fax or copies, or let me actually get better examples because I am butchering this. But essentially, this place, instead of you ordering a bacon, egg, and cheese, you would order essentially, hold on, where is this thing? Actually, no, you sent it to me, so let me just look at mine. So you essentially just order the thing. So it'd be silicone keyboard cover, braided HDMI cable, basic steel stapler, ergonomic aluminum laptop stand. So that way, as you're like out and about buying these things at this restaurant, you can expense it at your company. As, hey, while I was out, I had to buy a laptop cover or a laptop stand or a mouse pad or something. So that way you don't get hemmed up.
I mean, it's fraud, but I like what they're doing. Like, I'm a fan.
I think it's funny. I would never personally do that. Because like you said, it's dangerous. All you need is that one manager to be like, I ain't like your ass anyway. Yow. Just sometimes that's all you need. You know, they've been trying to get rid of you and they haven't been successful because you do your job. And then they find the one thing and it's like, oh, you might as well kill children. It's like, what? Jesus. Like, okay. Awesome. I don't know. But it's like, yeah, it's funny because I've seen people get fired for like way less, where it's like they were like 5 minutes late and it's like, oh, you're gone. And it's like, I've never been late. And it's like, yeah, well, this is the one time you weren't supposed to do it. And it's like, okay, all right, I guess.
Management was here watching. I remember being in a position where I could expense things, where I could expense like lunches for that I would take. And this was back in the golden era before 2008. And actually just they were just throwing money at everything. And so I would take out like staff for lunch and stuff like that. So I would just go somewhere and fill out the expense report, whatever. Maybe been once or twice where I didn't take an employee out for lunch and I took somebody else for lunch and I expensed that too. But generally when you're in a role when you need to expense things.
Yeah.
Like there's just limits and budgets. So like lunches can be expensed up to a dollar amount. Supplies and office supplies, whatever, can be expensed up to a dollar amount. Again, I feel like that was very heroic of the grill to do that. But at the top of the receipt that you're going to fax in or scan in, it's going to say Hickory Ridge Grill and Bar. So like, I don't know how you're really, really going to get away with it, but you know, do what you do.
I mean, you could try, but again, at the end of the day, like, I mean, I think we covered this one time because I had this guy I used to work with. And he found this like website that made fake receipts. Like he would say he did a cab, you know, like and have like a cab receipt. Like he would submit like hundreds of dollars worth of like receipts. And he would just get this place to make them. Like almost like a before Etsy, but Etsy vibe, right? Where it was like, tell us where you went or tell us where the company is. We'll make the receipt for you. We will give you the time, you know, like all that jazz breakdown. And give you this thing so you can submit it. And I'm like, dog, you dangerous, bro. I was like, I mean, I'd say they're going to find out, but like, you know, like, I don't think it's worth the $50.
Nothing major is going to happen from it, except you're going to lose your job, right? That's the most major offense, right? Because you're not stealing like thousands and thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're stealing $50 here, $25 there, whatever. But like, it shows questionable character, especially if you're over a certain age. But yeah, I would never encourage anyone to do that kind of shit because it's just going to go too far. Because it's like every story we've ever talked about on the show where someone was stealing, Like it always starts off small. Yeah. Like, except for that one girl, that one college student, when she immediately stole like $90,000 when she was working in retail and returning jewelry. Just the first, she made like three transactions and the total was like
$240,000. $200, $200,000. And it's like, okay, you didn't even progress, bitch. You, like, you just went straight to the top.
You just said, I want to be rich.
Now.
Immediately rich. That's just enjoy prison and not being able to get a job thereafter. But like, you know, fudging the expense report ain't going to get you in prison.
Well, it can't. I guess that they, cause I told you about the Walmart thing, right? Where the camera, the self-checkout.
Well, I just learned yesterday that whenever something comes in frame of the camera at Walmart, they have this anti-theft system where it's shining a light that you can't see on everything. So it can tell, like, like if you grab, I don't know, three bottles of syrup and you only scan one and put the other two in there, it knows the other two bottles are in your hand because it's already scanned them. It can see the shape of them, the outline of them. So Walmart has gotten better at their theft detection from self-checkout.
So with that being said, I also saw where if you're looking at the camera and there's like a red line around you, they've caught you stealing before. And they're just working on waiting for you to hit that
threshold. Wait for you to do it again?
No, well, they want you, because they, I mean, there's no point in doing misdemeanor. They want to hit you with a felony. So, you know, that point, it's like, oh, we got you on record, dog. Like, just keep adding shit you're stealing, because eventually you're going to hit the $500 mark or the $1,000 mark, and you're going to jail.
Like, keep it up, playboy. We just wait for you to make the mistake.
Yeah, keep, because so they got the point where they're scanning the items. They know you're stealing. So they just like, all right, well, you're back again. You taking what, another $10? Cool. Add that, you're at 50 now. Like, all right, well, we'll get you in 2 years.
Just imagine you going with your rambunctious kids and they're like grabbing shit off the shelves and putting it in their pocket. And now you got a red outline around you. It's like, oh shit. Not it, but me, it was them. Like, are you going to rat out your kids or you going to rot it out with your kids? Because they're not going to be able to bail you out.
No, they're not. But even then, it's like, you know, whatever happens, you're going to get the ass whooping of your life. I'll tell you that, because you're not going to embarrass me in Walmart. You're going
to embarrass me. I went to Walmart yesterday and I was on the phone with somebody because they just called when I was in there. And they were like, don't you feel poor being in there? And I was like, yeah, I do. Because like they asked me if I felt poor. Like, don't
I agree. I must share my story on Friday when I went after leaving.
And because I went to a different, like, there's a really, really good Walmart. And the reason it's really good is because, like, it's not near a neighborhood at all. Like, you have to, you can't really walk to this Walmart. You have to have a car to get there. It's a Walmart, a Lowe's, and a Kohl's. That's why it's really good, because like there's no convenience of getting there. There's no bus line. Like, you have to drive to get to this Walmart.
Yep.
But I did not. I did not go to that one. I went to another one that is off a bus line, but whatever. It's better than the one that's closer to me. And then I got in there and I just was like, this was not a good idea. Because like just the way it made me feel. Like they had a, you know, Walmart gets all the crazy shit, like the blue raspberry syrup.
Yeah.
And the Captain Crunch pancakes. Like, they get all that shit. And they had a Sunkiss soda, like a case of it. And it was watermelon lemonade. And I was just like, this is the, you can only get this at Walmart.
Yeah.
You cannot get, can't even get that at a gas station. Watermelon lemonade, Sunkiss.
Yeah, that's so, yeah, exclusive. That's a limited edition job.
They making up shit to get you sick. But
yeah,
I felt poor.
I can agree with that. But even so, I went in on Friday. I went to a new one, and this is, area is questionable. Chevrolet, or I guess off 202. And first off, my cart made a noise. It squeaked the whole fucking time. And so I'm walking behind people. They're looking at me like, why are you squeaking? I'm like, it ain't like I brought this cart with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the cart that was here in the store. And honestly, there's too many crazy, too many motherfuckers in the front So, I mean, I go back and get another one, but I've already committed. You know what I'm saying? Here's my cart. I'm just going to be the noisy motherfucker. I will say the other store I go to is a super, super drink. Like, I guess if you had to give it a, I think my understanding is the Walmarts are graded. Like, so you have like a superstore, it's like A, B, and C. So, like, A is, of course, the biggest, right? Like, you're going to have the best of the best. You have a fruit section. You have all this other stuff. B gets a little smaller. C gets small. Like, C might have a refrigerator section, but it's not going to be, excuse me, it's not going to be vast. It's going to be maybe like three. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to have just the bare minimum. So I go into this one. They got closed for days. So I'm like, yo, this is actually better closed than the other one I go to, the A one. A lot of clothes. The aisles are tight. And they're restocking on like a Friday afternoon. So I'm like, well, did the truck just come here? Because I feel like there's a lot of stuff out, but nobody's putting it away, which I don't understand. Then I will say the Walmart I usually go to, there's like two aisles of like vegetables, frozen vegetables. This one, it was a half a freezer. And I was like, oh, the Black community don't eat vegetables. Like, I was like, I guess, right? So then I'm going to checkout and I picked the worst line. I picked the lady who's using EBT and splitting it seven ways. The cash register doesn't know what she's doing, so she rings it up wrong. The manager like kind of yells at her, and then like it's like, yo, you rang it up as cash when you need to do EBT. And I'm like, damn, you just putting all her business out there because now I know she got using EBT, right? And so they're like, hold on, because she messed up. And I'm like, damn, you putting everybody on blast. And so then, I bought these two skull mugs, right? Because I like skulls. And as she scans, she's like, I hope you wouldn't use these if I came over. And I'm like, bitch, you just got yelled at because you don't know how to ring up stuff. Are you flirting with me right now? Like, I was like, no, of course not. I would use the finest china. We're in Walmart. Like, bitch.
Like, so could she qualify as your Costco wife?
Because again, I don't remember what the Costco cutie looked like. I don't know. Look, I really wish I knew what the Costco cutie looks like, yo. And so in my mind, she's a baddie. Because I don't remember what she looks like. This jump,
ever.
Yeah, I mean, she was cool, I guess. But it was just like, it just seemed like so wild to be ringing up my cup and say, I hope you wouldn't let me use these when I come over. And I'm like, probably not.
So all judgment here. But say, you know, you took this young lady's number, you exchanged numbers. She's a solid human being. And you decided you want to take her out to a date. Would she be the 200 for bail or the 200 for dinner?
Jesus. Probably dinner, I guess. Well, you mean she would do it for me?
No, would you do for her?
For her? I wouldn't do.
How much bail?
I feel dinner, like. How much I bail feel like,
would you pay for the cashier at Walmart?
Less than
200. How much? Like, how much? Like, let's do it.
Like $50.
$50. Now, yeah. Is it for bail or is it for dinner?
I feel like bail just because it felt like she needed.
She got caught stealing on the job.
Yeah.
Up.
Yeah. She was stealing some more skull mugs for me because she loves me.
$50 for bail.
Yeah, and she had to get me out. I feel like, you know, I don't know how much cashiers at Walmart make, but from my understanding, DC didn't put a Walmart in Southeast because they were trying to mandate the minimum wage to $15. And Walmart was like, fuck you. And they left. So I can only imagine the minimum wage is like $8, $9, $10, maybe, maybe less. I think $7 is legal lowest. So between $7 and $12, maybe. So I feel like she would need the bail just because. Yeah, I mean, if it's $50, she was stealing from the work.
She's definitely stealing from work. So would you go back to that Walmart?
I probably will just because of my schedule. You know, if I do have to work on a Friday, because usually I'm off on Fridays, especially at this time of year, it's just easier to go to that one than go all the way out to Jessup on a Friday at 4 o'clock. So
Jessup? Where's the Walmart
in Jessup? It's the one in Laurel, but it's right near, you know, it's near Jessup. But it's like, even coming home on 295 from the one in off of 202 was like, it took me like 20, 30 minutes. And I'm like, this shouldn't be, it's so close. And I'm like, all right, I got to think of another way. I might go back how I came and come down east-west. But
So someone said to me that the Walmart in Laurel is a good Walmart. And I was like,
I think so.
Would you think it's a good one?
I think so. I mean, I need to now visit yours, because if you're saying it's not, I think it is, because it's so isolated. You have to have a car to get there. It's clean for the most part. I mean, it has an overabundance of everything I need.
I will say it has a lot of stuff in that Walmart.
Yeah, but I have only had those two Walmarts as an experience. So I don't know if there's any others. So
the Arundel Mills Walmart is a pretty good one. Cause like,
I don't think I've ever been to that one.
It's just money. Like, you'll get riffraff in there because like, overflow from whatever, everything else going on over there, but it's a pretty good one. There's one in Ellicott City, which is nowhere near you. That was a really good one. One in Columbia, not a good one. The one near me, not a good one.
But tell me about your Laurel then. You say, so you feel like Laurel's not a good one? Why? Did you have an experience? Or is it just... I also like Laurel because back in the day before COVID, it was 24 hours. And so I used to love going there at 2 a.m. on like a Friday. Like, I would do some stuff where I just, if I couldn't sleep, which is sometimes often, I would just be like, I'm going to fucking Walmart. And I would literally go to Walmart and just walk the aisles, like with no purpose in mind, and just have the store to myself and the people stocking the shelves, and just walk around to see if I could find shit that I might want or buy shit that I didn't need. Like, you know, oh, I need a hazelnut candle, because that's, I use those all the time. No, I don't. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's only $3. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I would do that. But since they no longer are 24/7, it's not as appealing, but it's nicer between the two that I go to.
No, I mean, I guess it's all right. Because the one near me, like, I'm pretty sure if you go into the restroom, you can find like
a baby
selling you meth. Like, it's just like, it's just, it's really, it's, but it's got like a really great produce section, but it's just like really like, this is, because this Walmart was converted for something else that had, that was nothing like a Walmart. It's huge. It's a really, really big Walmart. And it's just like everything in the sun is in it. And like, that one is pretty bad. And then there's another one not too far, the worst one ever. Like, I've there's some really bad ones around. And I guess Laurel ranks above because Laurel always has stuff, but it just seems so busy as far as like, it's always people and it's always like motion in there. It's always some movement.
It always is something going on.
You can't turn down an aisle like without bumping into somebody at the Laurel.
Yeah, no, I agree. But you know, I always think it's funny how each store has its own like personality. Like, as I mentioned, the one in, I guess, New Carrollton, no, because like now since I'm trying to eat healthier and I'm trying to do like frozen, like I guess vegetables and things of that nature, like Laurel is awesome because it has like a whole, like I'm talking like 10 refrigerators of like vegetables. Mm-hmm. Whereas the one in New Carrollton, it literally, I walked by it because I was like, where is this thing? And then it was like one, you know, two doors, one thing of refrigerator dedicated to the vegetables. And I was just like, wow, I got to buy 10 of them. So I'm about to like kill this store's inventory. Like, my bad. But
that kind of looking around. All the frozen like, peas. Cause...
Yeah, I'm like, well, then I'm looking around. I'm like, ain't nobody buying fucking vegetables in here. And so then I just, you know, got my shit and left. But like I said, the clothing was better. Like, it was organized, whereas the one in Laurel, the clothing, I feel like no one works that department.
So I saw Reebok in the Walmart, and I was confused. Like, Walmart sells Reebok? Like,
maybe.
I was just like, wow. And it's like, it had the classic, like, the logo that has, like, I don't know, it's like a pendant almost. And I was just like, but they sell Reebok in here? Like, Reebok ain't great. Reebok hasn't been great since 93, but you know what I'm saying? Like, at the same time, I was just like, I was not expecting Reebok to be in Walmart.
Sometimes, like, but I walk up and down the shoe aisle sometimes too, because like sometimes they do have some bangers. Like, it's just, you just gotta find it. And sometimes it's like, oh, this is definitely from Walmart. Like, I shouldn't be buying this, like, because it's not gonna make it home. Like, it's gonna break before I get there. But I will say, if when I'm off, I will be going to the lower one versus the other one. But even like walking in, I was like, okay, this is a vibe. I may be coming in here in a certain attire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, because even I think I was wearing I guess like my casual work attire when I went to this one. And I was like, I feel like I need to wear sweatpants in here. Like, I don't know. It gave me a vibe where I'm like, I kind of come off a certain type of way in rocking what I'm rocking. I need to maybe change up my style when I come up in this one.
What would you put on different?
Instead of like mountain boots, it would be like tennis shoes. And then maybe instead of a university hoodie, just a plain one.
So you can go on a caper, or you got to get away quickly?
I feel like, you know, certain attire, like, let's say if I was wearing like khakis and a polo, like, I wouldn't rock that in there, but I might rock it in Laurel.
Okay. Fair.
I just don't, I feel like sometimes I just want to blend in, right? Like, I feel like I don't want to stick out. And it didn't help with the cart either. So I was like, dang, I feel like people are looking at me right now. Like, and then it's like, oh, well, he don't look like he belong here. So it's because he doesn't belong here. Especially following you back to your park,
to the parking lot. And they'd be like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like, I've always been like strong on, like, even when I travel, I'm like, I don't even wear stuff that determines me and by my location, right? So, like, you know, certain every state probably has a different style, right? Certain type of jean, certain type of shoe. So I'm like, look, I'm gonna try to be as basic as possible. So I'm gonna wear a t-shirt with no design on it, because I don't want you, like, if I'm wearing FUBU and I'm in California, you're gonna be like, who the fuck wears FUBU? But if I wear FUBU in New York or like somewhere where it's popular, and given I know I'm using a bad brand, it may seem like, oh, that's the style. So I try to wear as like generic as possible, like basic ass pants, basic ass shoes, basic ass stuff. I don't want people to be like, well, you don't look like he's from here. Let's investigate. And then it's like, I don't want no problem. I don't want to get robbed or nothing. So I'm like, I'm just trying to chill out. Like, I don't want no problems. I don't want no smoke. I'm just, let me get in, let me get out. Not saying I'm going to get robbed at the other one, but I'd rather just not bring attention to myself. So I don't want to look like I'm out of place.
I got you. I mean, that makes more sense than it didn't before.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that's what I was saying. Like, so like the attire I was having looked like I was maybe born and raised in Virginia. And I just feel like, what is he doing out here in New Carrollton? So I was just like, all right, well, let me change up my style a little bit next time I go in there. If I know I'm going there, that way I don't feel like I'm sticking out.
Got it. Well, I ain't got much else playing.
Yeah, me either.
I think finishing on Walmart tales is always a good one for the audience out there. So I'd just like to say thank you, jury members. The actions you just heard have been arraigned correctly, and our judgment is final. If you want to provide different input or share an agreement, please reach out to us at email at don'tjudgepod@gmail.com. The voicemail phone number is 410-834-1562. Or you can hit up Sir Nigel on WhatsApp at Don't Judge Me Podcast. One last thing, just remember to enjoy life. Do whatever you want with that life, just as long as you don't judge me for judging you.
Yeah, I remind you guys about our Twitter and Instagram, Don't Judge Pod. You know, slide through, make a comment, you know, give us some cool shit and talk to us. And yeah, I don't really have anything ratchet or anything, but I guess stay out of jail. And
because it's only $200 from bail that you're gonna get from either one of us.
And be safe.
Peace out, Slims.